Chapter 4. How Condi chanced upon his old philosophy tutor, Dr. Pangloss, and what came of it. Condide, again more moved by compassion than by disgust, gave this appalling beggar the 2 florins which he had received from his worthy Anabaptist, Jacques. The phantom stared at him, wept, and fell upon his neck. Condide, startled, recoiled.
"Alas," said the one unfortunate to the other, "do you no longer recognize your dear Pangloss?"
"What do I hear? You? My dear tutor? You in this dreadful state? But what misfortune has befallen you? Why are you no longer in the most beautiful of castles? What has become of Miss Cunegonde, that pearl of a daughter, that masterpiece of nature?"
"I'm all in," said Pangloss.
Whereupon Condi took him to the Anabaptist stable, where he gave him a little bread to eat, and when Pangloss had recovered, said,
"Well, what about Cunegonde?"
"She is dead," replied the other.
Condide fainted on hearing this. His friend brought him round with some old vinegar that was lying about in the stable. Condide opened his eyes.
"Cunegonde is dead. Oh, best of all worlds, where are you now? But what did she die of? It wouldn't have been at seeing me kicked out of her father's beautiful castle, would it?"
"No," said Pangloss. "She was eviscerated by Bulgar soldiers, after they'd raped her as many times as anyone can be. They smashed the Baron's head in as he tried to protect her. The Baroness was hacked to pieces. My poor pupil received precisely the same treatment as his sister. And as for the castle, not one stone remains standing on another. Not a single barn or sheep or duck or tree is left. But we had our revenge, for the Abars did exactly the same to the neighbouring barony of a Bulgar lord."
At this account, Condide fainted again. But having recovered his senses and said everything one should say in such circumstances, he inquired as to the cause and the effect and the sufficient reason which had reduced Pangloss to such a woeful state.
"Alas," said the other, "the answer is love. Love, the solace and comfort of the human race, the preserver of the universe, the soul of all sentient beings, tender love."